Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A historic visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Norway after a gap of 43 years is making headlines, and it's not just about the diplomatic niceties, it's about resetting the relationship in the context of several converging factors, including a landmark trade agreement and growing investments. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Norway is significant because it's the first time an Indian Prime Minister has visited the country since Indira Gandhi's visit in 1983. This 43-year gap reflects the historically transactional, rather than strategic, character of bilateral ties between India and Norway. However, the 2026 visit seeks to change this by resetting the relationship amidst several converging factors. These factors include the entry into force of the India-EFTA-TEPA, or Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, in October 2025, Norway's growing investment exposure to India via its government pension fund Global, India's expanding interest in Arctic governance and the Northern Sea Route, and the broader deepening of India-Europe relations post the India-EU-FTA. Norway, as a founding NATO member and an EFTA member, but not part of the European Union, participates in the EU single market via the European Economic Area Agreement. This distinction is important for understanding the scope and limits of the India-EFTA-TEPA. The India-EFTA-TEPA is central to understanding the economic dimension of Modi's Norway visit. But what is EFTA? The European Free Trade Association was founded in 1960 as an alternative to what would become the European Union, and its four current members are Switzerland, Norway, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. These EFTA countries are not EU members but have bilateral free trade agreements with most countries, and they collectively represent significant investment capacity relative to their size. The India-EFTA-TEPA has some remarkable features. It includes a $100 billion investment commitment over 15 years, which is historically unprecedented in any Indian free trade agreement. No other FTA that India has signed includes a binding investment target, making the TEPA a model for future negotiations. This agreement matters beyond the numbers because EFTA countries are not EU members, so the TEPA operates independently of the India-EU-FTA. India now has parallel tracks with the broader European ecosystem. Switzerland's pharmaceutical and financial services sectors are among the most significant for India, with companies like Novartis, Nestle, and ABB having major operations in India. Norway's sovereign wealth fund, the GPFG, is a passive investor in Indian capital markets, but the TEPA creates conditions for more active, FDI-linked investment in Indian manufacturing. The third India-Nordic summit, held in Oslo, is a multilateral format unique in India's diplomatic architecture. It gathers the leaders of Norway, Sweden, Denmark, Finland, and Iceland alongside Prime Minister Modi. The Nordic countries are among the world's highest ranked for the Human Development Index, rule of law, and innovation, making the India-Nordic partnership a values-aligned engagement alongside the economic one. The key themes of the third summit include climate and clean energy, digital public goods, Arctic governance, and circular economy. The Nordic states have collectively committed to net zero well before the global average, and countries like Norway, Iceland, and Denmark offer India a concentrated pool of green technology partnerships. Norway's government pension fund Global, or GPFG, is the world's single largest sovereign wealth fund and a critical actor in global capital markets. The GPFG owns on average about 1.5% of all listed shares globally, making it the world's largest single minority shareholder across thousands of companies. Its India exposure of $28 billion makes it one of the largest single foreign institutional investors in Indian capital markets. The GPFG matters for India because its passive, long-term investment posture aligns with India's need for stable, patient capital in infrastructure and capital markets. The Arctic Council is the leading intergovernmental forum for promoting cooperation among the 8 Arctic states and indigenous peoples communities on issues of sustainable development and environmental protection in the Arctic. India released its Arctic policy in 2022 with 6 thematic pillars: science and research, climate and environmental protection, economic and human development, transportation and connectivity, governance and international cooperation, and national capacity building. The Arctic policy emphasizes India's interest in the Northern Sea Route and scientific cooperation with Arctic nations, with Norway being the most direct partner given India's Himadri Research Station at Envalisund, Svalbard. Now, let us turn to the historical context of India-Norway relations. The two countries have maintained diplomatic relations since 1947, yet PM-level visits have been rare. The 43-year gap between Indira Gandhi's 1983 visit and Modi's 2026 visit reflects the historically transactional character of bilateral ties. However, the 2026 visit seeks to reset this relationship in the context of several converging factors. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Norway bilateral trade is approximately $2.73 billion. The GPFG, managed by Norges Bank Investment Management, has a total wealth of $1.7 trillion and an India exposure of $28 billion. The India-EFTA TEPA entered into force in October 2025, with a $100 billion investment commitment over 15 years and a target of creating 1 million direct jobs in India. The EFTA members are Switzerland, Norway, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. The Arctic Council was founded in 1996 and has 8 Arctic state members, including Norway, and 13 observer states, including India. India's Arctic Research Station, Himadri, is located at Envalisund, Svalbard, Norway, and was established in 2008. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, and GS Paper 3, Economy. The key areas to focus on include India-Nordic relations, EFTA-TEPA, Arctic governance, sovereign wealth funds, and India's European outreach. Remember this number, $100 billion, the investment commitment in the India-EFTA-TEPA. Note this carefully, the GPFG is the world's largest sovereign wealth fund, and its India exposure is $28 billion. In conclusion, Prime Minister Modi's visit to Norway marks a significant shift in the India-Norway relationship, from a historically transactional one to a more strategic partnership. The India-EFTA-TEPA, Arctic governance, and sovereign wealth funds are key areas to watch, and this visit has implications for India's strategic position in the European ecosystem.